Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Scott and Tyler, always within reach.
And good for a reach around, too.
At TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Or find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Michael Ian Black later on. Craig Evans in the house. Thirsty Thursday. All right.
So I'm looking through my Rolling Stone magazine yesterday.
Is it a new one?
Yeah.
I didn't get it yet. Which was in the cover?
I forget.
Billie Eilish or something stupid.
No, she was on the cover a while back.
All right.
This might have been Megan Thee Stallion. And I've decided that most of what I read in Rolling Stone anymore is David Crosby's advice column.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I really have no interest in Megan Thee Stallion or whoever is featured on the cover.
Nobody cares. Our audience didn't care.
But then I go to the Rolling Stone website, and there's a nice, and this is not in print.
Oh, the websites are actually much better.
Big article about Tom Petty.
Yep.
In his last days, and specifically the Wildflowers recording sessions.
That should have been Rolling Stone.
Yeah. And it is on their website. And
it would have been if Warner still owned it. You know, he did a lot of bad things because he's a pussy about the Hall of Fame, but they got rid of that. It's a whole new company owns it.
I think I also read that they're getting ready to put their website behind a paywall.
Okay.
Oh, because people are actually wanting to see that, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right, they'd rather see the stuff that, they promote some things that are online, that are exclusively online,
right,
inside the magazine, and they're more interested in what the stuff online
is. I've noticed that,
So they put out a bunch of box sets of Wildflowers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was one I was looking at, but, you know, I kind of drew the line at $500 for, nine albums?
Nine albums and
meals.
A whole bunch of other stuff.
That's three restaurant visits,
Right, get on there again.
And two if you drink a lot.
Because the most expensive
fancy
set
restaurant
they have is like nine albums and some artwork and a book. And it's now just $250. So I said, wow.
There you go.
I got that.
You got $250.
Well, take two of those.
No.
That'll buy two.
No. Otherwise, I would have bought the $500 ones.
I thought you were going to tell the kids to buy you this.
You got the... Oh, okay. Yeah, this is just the super deluxe edition, not the super duper... really cool deluxe.
Oh, you're not a fan.
You don't get all the like little trinkets.
Trigger on the $500.
They're out.
I can't.
That's
they're,
three meals.
They're
sold
gone.
Out. No, the $500 one is no longer an option.
Oh, I got it. Oh, yeah. You would have, right?
We discussed this the other day.
Yeah, you would have.
That was one I was going to suggest. Hey, all right, kids, why don't y'all chip in and get me this for Christmas? Right. Well, now it's gone.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's the
They might have to call Adam to help with that one.
That's the ultra deluxe edition.
Okay, so I just ordered the deluxe edition.
Thanks for laughing at that, Craig.
Not out loud.
Better call one of Todd's other kids to help for the $500 one. That would make them seven. They could pitch in for that.
He's probably good for $3.
Who's that?
Adam.
The one we don't talk about.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, the
yeah,
one
guy, I don't want his money.
He's not going to give it to you anyway.
Well, yeah, and really, all you're missing out on here, Todd, it is. It's like you get a necklace, and you get some artwork, and you get a sticker and a patch, you know. Program replica from 1995, which is all cool stuff, but
right.
You're still getting all the music.
Oh, I was going to say, you still get the music? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I wanted the trinkets.
You want the necklace. Yeah.
But there is talk, at least there was talk at the time that he was going to go out. His next tour would be All Stars and him, and the Heartbreakers, obviously, covering songs from Wildflowers, like Steve Winwood, Stevie Nicks.
That'd have been very cool.
I forget who else. And they're still thinking about doing it once pandemic breaks, but the band is kind of weirded out about it. And it's like, we can't do this without Tom.
No.
Yeah, but if you bring all those other people in and just do it, they can do it.
Well, that's a one-off thing.
That's a one-off thing, right?
It's not a tour.
No, I don't think it's a tour. You're right.
You're not gonna get Stevie Nicks and Steve Winwood and all these other people to sign on for 40 dates all through a summer.
Go all across the country? No.
No, that's a one-off thing. But it'd be a very cool benefit concert, whatever they would do it for.
But I was taken by Mike Campbell. He's forming a new band. He's
good, because Fleetwood Mac's not Fleetwood Mac without...
Without Lindsey.
I don't want to see that
band. He was just kind of feeling, and he acknowledged that. But he has a new band out now called, Zeppelin the Knobs? Didn't they front themselves as the Knobs?
They went out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They
went, a one-off show.
Yeah. But Mike Campbell's new band is called the Dirty Knobs.
The Dirty Knobs. All right. Old Crusty Knobs. It's a better term.
Well, a different term.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll give you that one. Michael Ian Black later on this morning. Craig Evans in the house.
Sexual Health Week is going on right now, so be sure that you are sexually healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never gave us the details on that.
Like you get lumps checked.
What do you do when you celebrate National Sexual Health Week?
You have healthy sex.
Put a rubber on it, I guess, if you don't want to get pregnant.
I think the thing I saw was there was more an emphasis on sex education.
Okay.
A mask and make sure she's got a hole in hers.
Geared toward younger people and people who teach the sex education.
Right. Okay.
I could be wrong. I just wanted to know what we have to do to celebrate national. It's National Sexual Health Week.
Well, get somebody to take care of the dirty knobs. That's what we do right now. Wash off that knob first.
Or keep your knob clean.
Yeah.
That is important.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, just keep it not unattractive.
That's right. That's right. That's how you are not unattractive. That's how you're not unattractive. Just keep yourself not unattractive. Whatever, I lost my...
Yeah, in order to be attractive, the first thing is to not be unattractive.
Right, that was it.
Right, that's rule number one.
You want to be pretty, just don't be ugly.
Right.
Don't concentrate on being attractive. Concentrate on not being unattractive.
That kind of makes sense. Yeah. That does kind of make sense.
Not hideous.
Right, and then
you just
got to
aim
there.
For not hideous. Right.
Clean up well, or as well as you can.
Or clean up.
Yeah.
Just east of Macon in rural Wilkinson County, Georgia, real estate agent Ashley Scott and her friend, investor and entrepreneur Renee Walters, and a group of 19 black families bought nearly 97 acres of land. They want to create a safe space for black families. They say they want to create a community that is thriving, safe, with agriculture and commercial businesses that are supporting one another. They created the Freedom Georgia Initiative to spearhead the purchase. They want to incorporate the land they bought into a new black city called Freedom, Georgia.
Good for them.
They say that it's impossible to have anything exclusively black because even their families are integrated. They're an integrated, tolerant, and diverse community, even as black people, so they don't intend for it to be exclusively black.
Hell no.
But they intend for it to be pro-black in every way. They plan to develop the land in phases. The first phase involving clearing the land, farming, and creating a man-made lake for sustainable fishing.
The same people that want all white neighborhoods will be pissed at this. They will. They'll go, oh, look at them.
They can do it. We can. Okay, but it's not all black.
It's not, it's just,
or more specifically.
They're starting off by saying it's not all black.
There's thousands of biracial people out there. They're in my family.
But they'll point to that as, here's proof that racism is over.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
They got their own lake, for Christ's sake.
You reminded me of the rural thing. I saw this, it was somebody was driving through backwoods somewhere and I know the area, Pennsylvania, and there was a big sign, there was a sign for Biden and Harris, but beside it was a sign that says, rural, not stupid.
Ah.
I love that sign. Because there are stupid city people, and there are definitely stupid rural people, but there's also smart rural people.
Right.
I love that sign. Rural, but not stupid. And then they so that means they're not voting for Trump.
You'd like to think.
Well, they weren't. At least that House wasn't.
Well, if you got a Biden Harris.
Okay, I missed that.
You're probably not.
That part.
Yeah, there are some people in rural America who are educated.
We get a lot of calls like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. And not just educated, just actually paying attention and are not racist.
Well, the educated part helps too.
Yeah. Oh, huge.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Out of Virginia, a woman says that she went through 22 hours of hell. Chris Spindle Gaston brushed against a seemingly harmless ball of fuzz. She said that split-second encounter sent her to the emergency room in excruciating pain. The alien hairball was later identified as a puss caterpillar.
Ooh. You got any of those puss?
A benign-looking insect dubbed the nation's most dangerous caterpillar.
Didn't even know there was any dangerous caterpillars.
Nor I.
Yeah.
According to the National Center for Biotechnology Information.
Where was this?
Virginia. She said it was on her car. She didn't see it and her leg barely brushed against it. She posted on the Facebook. She said she could feel the pain moving up her leg and torso as the venom moved.
Whoa.
She likened the feeling to a scorching hot knife.
Whoa.
She suspected it had been caused by a jagged piece of metal on the car, according to VirginiaMercury.com. Then she looked down and saw this caterpillar thing. She said it was no shape of any animal that she'd ever seen. It was like a cross between a mouse and a slug.
Oh.
She compared
it. Jolly looking, man. Oh.
She compared it to a tribble.
Todd. Oh, yeah. Oh. These things are really weird looking.
Yeah, but tribbles were cute.
So's this.
Yeah.
No, a mouse.
So's this. It's a big furry cute. Mouse thing.
Okay, right. It looks like a cute little fuzzball thing.
Yes.
Trim that bear up.
Puss caterpillars.
Especially.
I don't know if it's a puss caterpillar or a pus caterpillar.
Let's go with puss.
Yeah, for now.
Are usually not abundant enough to be noticed, according to the North Carolina State Extension Service.
Yeah.
The CDC and NP says that even a slight contact with puss caterpillars result in a severe sting for which the pain will be apparent immediately.
Is it death?
No.
Okay.
That's why she's telling her story.
Well, I know that, but I mean, I thought she might have got a shot.
National Geographic refers to them as a toxic toupee and a bad comb over.
It kind of looked like a toupee.
Oh, yeah.
Like Trump. Okay.
Wire. Well, yeah, that's what Wired.com said. Their headline was, "Never touch anything that looks like Donald Trump's hair." It is a teardrop shaped and has long, silky hair, making it resemble a tuft of cotton or fur.
So venomous, but not deadly.
Right. When a puss moth caterpillar rubs or is pressed against a person's skin, its venomous hairs are embedded, usually causing severe burning and a rash.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun.
No.
Mostly found in southern states, from Texas.
Good.
And north to Maryland and Missouri, according to the University of Michigan. She said that the only way she slept through it was two Percocet, that and a ice pack strapped to her calf all night.
Well, that's just Wednesday for us.
Well, sometimes it's just one.
Yeah. And an ice
one ice pack.
Ice pack strapped somewhere.
Yeah.
A strapped ice pack.
Wherever that day calls for.
Be careful.
It sounds like she might have brushed up against when Craig first said that, I thought she brushed up against a cactus. There's some cacti.
Yeah.
Yeah, that leave little.
But that much pain?
There's stickers in you.
I don't know.
No, but it just feels like you got a sliver.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, I know that.
The cacti aren't venomous. Nope, never heard of the push caterpillar, and don't even know if we're pronouncing it right.
Correct.
We got bug guys out there who can correct us. If, in fact, it is a pus caterpillar.
It's the puce caterpillar.
No, it's puss. It's puss.
It's either puss or pus, we're pretty sure.
Yeah. It's furry like a puss. That's probably why it's called a puss.
You see one, go the other way.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying that. What? There's no reason to call it a pus. You know, unless that's the venom.
Maybe the wound gets all pussy.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe the puss gets all pussy.
There's also no reason to call it a puss.
Not recently.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Enjoy your breakfast.
Team of scientists.
Stupid scientists, by the way.
Morons, the
lot
of them.
Yeah.
At Winston-Salem State University in North Carolina, partnering with NASA to research food development in space. As part of their four-year Space Act agreement, the astrobotanists.
Those guys are smart.
Didn't know that was a word, but I guess it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. They're space farmers.
Right.
Yeah.
Astrobotanists will use synthetic dirt.
The Martian.
That resembles lunar and Martian soil to grow food in space.
Hey, what was the Martian?
He grew potatoes.
Yeah.
Potatoes in poop.
That's right.
Yeah. Comedy. Great comedy.
So far, they've grown peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers.
Tomatoes. It's a great movie.
Laugh a minute.
No more. We used to get, when we were kids, those space sticks.
Oh, yeah, with NASA. Yeah, the NASA guys.
They basically looked
like. They sold it that way.
A Slim Jim, but they were all like chocolate.
Yep. It's what they said the astronauts ate.
Yeah.
So that made kids go, let's buy that crap, right?
Of course you would.
Yeah.
And
it went
well with the Tang, because then you were eating
what doesn't?
Everything goes better with Tang.
Well, sometimes it depends on the Tang.
Most Tang's
that's
good.
That's true.
Yeah.
But if I recall.
Except the pus Tang, and I like the pus Tang.
Tang used to be just one flavor, and then I think they expanded it a little later
Tang's
on.
Tang's that orangey thing, yeah.
It was always orange to begin with.
Poon's my favorite.
But now it sounds like they can have peppers and nice vegetables.
Yeah.
Is this on the space station?
They're working on it.
Yeah, whatever.
NASA actually wants to buy some moon dirt.
Oh, to see if they can grow stuff in the moon dirt.
Up there, not necessarily they just call it dirt.
Yeah.
Who?
The moon people.
Oh.
Call me when I can get some dirt off Uranus, Craig. My phone's ringing. It's Craig.
A political message, on a clothing tag is apparently stirring up controversy. Viral photo on the Twitter shows that the back of a Patagonia tag sewn into shorts. It tells users to vote certain people out of office.
Well, Patagonia is a pretty liberal company, and can't they do that?
Well, people are upset, apparently.
Guy owns his own company.
People are upset.
That's the guy that gives a lot of money to charity, right? Patagonia.
But they're casting a wide net here.
Yeah.
They're not specifying one side or the other.
They aren't. They actually are
not. Okay.
No, they're not.
They should.
They have an issue. They say there is a photo of the tag on the went viral on the Twitter that says, let's see, what does it say? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, vote the a-holes out.
Oh, so they're not specifying the a-holes.
Well, right.
Any a-hole who doesn't believe in climate change.
Well, that's it then. Then we know those a-holes are.
Any a-hole.
That's Republicans.
They say that they've been saying vote the a-holes out for several years. It refers to politicians from any party who deny or disregard the climate crisis and ignore science.
Which is the Republican Party.
Brad Wieners.
Wiener.
The director of copy at Patagonia tweeted that the company is teaming up with Ballot Ready to encourage people to vote, staying true to the tag's message. The company outlines its plan on its election site. We need to elect climate leaders.
Yeah, we do.
They closed their headquarters, distribution center, and stores nationwide on election day in 2016 and 2018. They're going to do it again in 2020. When they got that $10 million tax cut in 2018, they donated it all to environmental programs.
Yeah, I've seen the guy that runs this company.
Yeah, I thought there was a piece on CBS Sunday Morning.
Was it him? Yeah. Oh, there was. There was, yeah.
But I thought they owned it and sold it.
Yeah, but they sold it.
I think that might have been, was that North Face?
Yeah.
Was that one of the other companies?
Maybe.
Columbia?
Yeah.
I was pretty sure it was Patagonia.
It was one of those, Todd, you're right. I can't remember. It was a woman living in the middle of Columbia somewhere.
Something like that.
Yeah, I remember that story.
But anyway,
vote the a-holes out.
Vote the a-holes out.
Especially the climate deniers, and we know who they are.
And just a-holes in general.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. If you listen closely enough, you can figure out who we think the a-holes are.
Yeah.
At least guess.
Yeah. Guess. Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.